Mothering Sunday, or Mother's Day as it's often called, has become commercialized and it can be very overly sentimental. When I struggled with young children, there were three of them under five at one point, it was not usually a day that I enjoyed because those sentimental cards and messages seemed to be rather a long way away from my lived experience. And when I look at my daughter's lives, I realize that the same thing can repeat. Of course, being a mother can bring great fulfillment, great joy. But today can also be a painful day for those who might have wished to be mothers, but for whom that hasn't happened, as well as for those whose relationship with their mother was difficult or whose mother has recently died. I can clearly remember in 2018 that it was Mothering Sunday that brought home to me the fact that my own mother had died 6 months earlier because I went into a card shop looking for one and suddenly remembered I didn't need to buy one. Yet the readings that we heard this morning did not fall into the trap of glorifying or sentimentalizing motherhood. So what can we learn from them, whether we're mothers or not? First, we heard a story that most of us will have first heard in Sunday school, the story of Moses in the bulrushes. The mother of Moses was afraid for the life of her child. As a Levite, she was a member of an oppressed minority living in the land of Egypt. Jewish people, as they came to be, had become a threat to the Pharaoh. So he ordered that all baby boys were to be killed at birth. So the mother of Moses took the risk of placing her baby in the river as a way of hiding and protecting him. It was a desperate act, but one that did have a happy ending, but might well not have done. And her story reminds us of the plight of those who seek to care for their children in situations of war or poverty. It doesn't matter which week you look at the news, you will see stories of families torn apart. And the stories, too, of some who perhaps have to give up their children or even have them removed for their safety. So the story of Moses is a reminder for us. The story of Mary, Mother of God, is one so well known to us, but what we know of her can hide her pain. A young, unmarried mother whose son later suffered a most painful death. And of course, the words we heard were ones you heard not that long ago at Candlemas. The prophet Simeon recognized this and told Mary, "A sword shall pierce your heart." Perhaps closer to some contemporary experiences of mothering. So what can we learn from those readings that applies to us all? Firstly, I think that human love, even of the most natural kind, is costly, often painful. One wise woman told me that as a mother, you are only as happy as your least happy child. And this can be true even if we're more fortunate. But of course, caring for an aged relative or perhaps for a friend, something to which many people devote countless years of their lives, can be just as costly as caring for a child. And it's even more so if your love is misunderstood or rejected. And for all of us, grief is eventually the price we pay for our loves when a loved one, be it parent, child, partner, or friend, leaves us or dies. So first of all, human love, we talk about it, we glorify it, but it's costly. Secondly, both the mother of Mary and of Moses and Mary praised God and trusted him even at the most difficult times of their lives. It's a very hard example to follow, but we're encouraged to do so. Reading from Colossians was about giving thanks and praise. I know that when I'm struggling with life, praising God and trusting God are not at the forefront of my mind. So it's a challenge for me, perhaps for you too. We're helped in all of this by reflection upon the nature of God's love for us. Those of you who were here last week may recall the words of Jesus as he longed to gather his people under his arms as a mother hen gathers her chicks. And today, just before the peace, I shall quote words from Isaiah where God says, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you." We often speak, don't we, of God as Father, in part because of the words of the Lord's Prayer. And many of us grew up at a time when it was the mother's role to comfort and the father's role to expect more of a child, perhaps to be more distant. That was the case in my family. It may or may not have been in yours. But it's important that we don't project onto God our human experience, for God is both father and mother to us. That's not just some feminist or politically correct point. It's explicit in Scripture. God protects us. God comforts us as well as urging us on. So despite our own often comfortable circumstances, we know that life can frequently be difficult. We believe that God, who is both mother and father, cares about our struggles, seeks to comfort as well as challenge, if we simply bring our concerns to him. So today, as we thank God for our human mothers, we thank him too for his love and care for each one of us through the ups and downs of our lives. Amen.